What's it like being a Catholic in today's British society? Finding the answer to that question is the main aim of a new TV series by the BBC that seeks to portray the complex reality of being Catholic and how this identity shapes people's lives. Starting on Thursday, February the 23rd, the series is called Catholics and is divided into three parts. The first part is about Catholic men called to the priesthood and was filmed at London's Allen Hall Seminary. One of the seminarians featured in the film was John Miller.
I started thinking about it really after I was confirmed. So when I was about 14, I started exploring the idea of a vocation and God's call in my life, and when it would be appropriate for me to explore that in a deeper way by coming to seminary. I decided that after sixth form was the best time, that I wanted to give everything to God and my whole life, and that see what he would do with me in those years.
The second film, Children, focuses on the children at the Catholic primary school in a village in Lancashire. Six of the children are preparing to make their first Holy Communion, and their teachers talk them through the steps.
Right, now the bread and the wine I've got today hasn't been blessed by Father, so it is just bread and wine.
It's going to taste the same next week, but it's going to be very, very different, because something has happened to that in the Holy Mass. What, you tell me? He's blessed it. Father makes something special happen, so that we as Catholics believe that we're actually receiving Jesus.
The third part is about Catholic women and was filmed at Westminster Cathedral in London.
We come here every Sunday for Mass, and I try and come to daily Mass when I can, when it fits in with the kids.
Why do you feel the need to come every day?
Because I love going to Mass. It's part of my makeup, I guess.
Catholic school?
Catholic school, Catholic family, very strong Catholic identity.
The series Catholics is produced and directed by prize-winning documentary filmmaker Richard Alwyn, and he spoke to me about the message he is seeking to get across in this series.
It was the idea came from me, largely because I've been married to a Catholic for 25 years and have been sort of, you know, observing Catholicity, if you like, for so long. And it suddenly occurred to me that this is something I wanted to sort of explore as an identity. And there's been a precedent on the BBC for making trilogies about identity like this. They did three films called Jews, three films called Lefties, three films called Women. And I just sort of woke up one day and thought, hang on a second, it's obvious, isn't it? Why haven't they made three films about Catholics? And I thought it was important to, in terms of what the sort of what was driving it, was to get behind all the headlines which kind of visit Catholicism in this country at least all the time. And if you go by those headlines, you just reduce the faith entirely. The headlines don't apply to the Catholics I know and live with and move amongst in this world. So the headlines are all about abuse and paedophilia and AIDS and contraception and all the sort of the news agenda. So I wanted to get away from that and simply ask the one question, so what's it like to be a Catholic? So it's as simple as that, to be perfectly honest.
And what did you find? What kind of replies did you get?
I think on the whole, on finds, it's a very tenacious identity, I think. People hang on to it, whatever they feel their ride through it has been, in a sense. People still identify themselves somewhere in relation to their kind of Catholic identity, to their Catholicity. We made one of the films was in the seminary here in London, where you have people who are, if you like, holy Catholic, well, WHO, holy. Catholicism is sort of incarnate in some senses. Every fibre of their being is determined by their faith. And then at the other end of the extreme, the other extreme, we found people who cling on to their Catholic identity and value it and feel that it's given them huge strengths in their life. I remember one woman said it gave her moral compass in the chaos of life. Even though she didn't practice any longer, she felt, you know, she felt very separate in some ways from from the church, I think, rather than from the faith. But her Catholicity, if you like, still remained very strong. And in a way, that's what I was sort of expecting to find. And I remember actually talking, and this might sound ridiculous, I remember talking to a priest very early on in the research period about what it is, what's at the heart of Catholic identity. And I mean by that going beyond matters of Mass and Eucharist and doctrine. And he said, well, if you really want to know, you ought to speak to my mate Brendan, I think he was called. He said he won't come into the church. He crossed the road rather than coming into the church. But he is more Catholic than virtually anyone else I know. And he meant that positively as well.
And did you find that many of the Catholics you talked to and filmed, that they felt that they were somehow set apart from mainstream society, that sense of being very different?
No, I didn't think so. I think they feel slightly under siege. I think they feel a bit sort of wary of the media, which is sort of understandable, because the media has tended to only visit them through those headlines we talked about just now. But they probably do feel a little marginalised, a little understood, misunderstood, a little bedevilled, I think. Definitely, yeah. I think they're just sort of exhausted by being sort of fair game, I think, particularly in the media here.
Were you yourself surprised by some of the things that you saw and learnt during the course of the filming? Or was it, as you said, very much as you expected?
I was pretty much as I expected, in the sense that, as I say, my children have been brought up Catholic. I live with a Catholic, because obviously my family, my in-laws are Catholic. So I'm very, you know, the priests and the family, I'm very close to it from that point of view. I'm almost embarrassed to say one of the things which shocked me, not shocked me in a negative sense, surprised me, because it's so obvious, is that it was being with the seminarians and in the seminary, I was just so overwhelmed. And actually, there's an elderly priest in the film we made in a rural parish in Lancashire, which was about childhood, really. I was just incredibly struck by the solidity and the presence of people's faith in their lives and how it determined absolutely every moment of what they did. Somehow that really impressed me in a way. I just hadn't felt it before, I suppose, or lived with it. So, yes, just the sort of full-timeness of it.
Was it a rewarding or moving experience doing this series?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was extremely rewarding and very moving. Each of the films, which are very different, had their very moving moments. I think the film I made with women at the cathedral here at Westminster, the volunteers and the staff and the congregation, I found that very moving. The film's constructed around sort of encounters I have with the women there. And they're very revealing, they're very generous, they're very honest about their feelings, about their Catholicity. And I found them very moving. A lot of them had struggled, I think. The muck and chaos in life, you know, had certainly not, you know, passed them by. And it's always, you know, moving hearing people talking about how they cope and contain all that. There was a woman particularly I remember who'd been divorced and was the second marriage and felt she couldn't take communion any longer, but she was sort of all kind of getting on and sort of making the most of what she could in her life. And I found that all very moving. And I found the priest up in Lancashire extremely moving as well, who's in his 50th year of his ministry and passionate about the landscape and the people up there. And I found all that very touching as well.
Finally, if you had to sum up in one or two sentences, what does it mean to be Catholic today? What would you say? And is it true, that old saying, once a Catholic, always a Catholic?
I think that, yeah, I'm afraid, I probably just default to cliches. I think that is true, once a Catholic, always a Catholic. I think the other one, which is actually a beginning of the children's film, and actually somebody says it in the women's film as well, and a woman in her late 70s says it, show me the child of 8 or 7 or whatever it is, the Jesuit maxim, show me the child of 8 and I'll show you the man. I think that's true. How would I sum up Catholic identity? I think it's a very creative identity, and I think it's a very responsible identity in some ways. I think it's about thinking about the way the world fits together. The children in this tiny village in the middle of nowhere are aware that they're part of a much wider world, even though they might think that, you know, there's nothing beyond the end of their lane, because they're constantly being drawn attention to that in their school.
I was speaking to Richard Orwin, director of the new BBC TV series Catholics.